Well, good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Today is November 4th, 2021, and we're here on Ponce in Atlanta. My name is Daniel Enger, and I have the pleasure of being here today with Tamara. Tamara, thank you very much for taking time to talk.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing your story and learning from you. Tamara, my first question for you is a really big one, namely, could you please tell the story of your life from the time you were a small child up to the present day?
Yes. Okay, my name is Tamara, and I've come up and I'm born in Toombs County. It's a small town, you know. It's both my mom and my dad. But my life growing up, it was kind of crazy with my mom anyway, you know. My mom left me when I was a child, and it was hard for me to grow up as a child with going through that, you know. And the time I got ready to go to school, I didn't want to go. I wouldn't hang around my mom, you know. I didn't want no education. I didn't want to learn nothing. I didn't want to come, you know, could be nothing, you know. Because my mom was telling me, be this, be that, you know, it's better. Instead of getting your education, I would believe in her because I was a kid and she was a grown woman. I was supposed to look up to her. And that messed me up pretty good, you know. And when I grew up to be grown to have kids, I was trying to do the same thing my mom did me to my child. So I gave my child up to my oldest daughter, and I gave her sister to her, you know, because I became an ugly person that my mom made me, you know, become. And I woke up from that, and I realized what I was doing wrong. So when I realized that, I gave my little girl to her sister for adoption, and it came out pretty good. It came out real good from that, you know. This, I gave her a chance to get her education, to live like a kid, and to grow up, you know, and let her be a kid. So I appreciate, you know, things I did. But when I came to Atlanta, it was strange. It was weird because it's a real big town. But I could adapt to everything real quickly. And it helped me. A lot of things, a lot of sources helped me when I was in Atlanta. And I appreciate them. I appreciate that. But me, being around the wrong people, being got on that drugs, I slipped. I went down. I started confining that instead of confining the people I was supposed to be confining in. Drugs took me down a long time. And I'm battling out today. I'm doing good. I've been 4-5 days clean. But I'm trying to keep doing it because it's hard. Where I'm at, it's hard, you know. Every day, people come to you. You want, you got this, you got that. And it bothers me to the point that I want to swing at them. And I'm doing pretty good. Tracy, when I see her, she make my day. Oh, she make my day, you know. And I tell Tracy, I'm such a day clean. We get high fives. She said, do it, girl, do it. And she gave me inspiration to live on, to don't do it, you know. And she gave me the story, how she came up and everything. I'm like, nah, man, I'm going to be like you, man. I'm going to fight this. I'm strong. I'm going to be strong like you. I'm going to fight this stuff. So I've been doing pretty good. It's hard. I've been drinking more coffee, eating more chocolate. So she keeping me up in chocolate and coffee. So doing pretty good.
Tamara, of all the things you've accomplished or overcome in your life so far, what are you most proud of?
I'm proud of I'm not doing no drugs. I'm drug free. Even though it's about 5 or 6 days, I'm proud of that. I know I can do it. So I'm trying my best to think of something to put in that place, but I don't have to think about that.
Tamara, you've gained a lot of hard-fought wisdom from your experiences in your life so far. If you were invited to share your wisdom with school kids in your community, giving them guidance to live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives, what would you tell them?
I tell them, stay in school. Listen to your mom and dad, you know. Get your education. Education comes first for anything else, you know. And don't worry about, no, never worry about your friends. Don't worry about this and that. Just remember about you going further in your education, that you can be a doctor, a lawyer, or anything you want to be, you know what I'm saying? To make your mom and dad proud. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them down. You might, you know, someone might become like a basketball player. I told a little kid yesterday, hey, you're like a basketball player. Go further in your education. You can. Leave them girls alone. They ain't no good. That keep you down, babe. Go further in your education. Mom and dad be proud of you. They say, okay.
Tamara, in what ways would you say your life is going well these days? Please talk a little bit about how life is good for you at the present time.
Life is great. Life is great. I'm living life real good because I can't help stop thinking of this. I'm doing good jobs. I'm all for it. I feel better. I'm alert. I can think better. You know, because when I was on that, I was thinking crazy. But I can think real good. I can go and, you know, I'm going to get on computers to educate myself a lot of sources and stuff. So it's doing pretty good for me. I appreciate it.
Tamara, what led to those things going well for you? How did that happen? Who or what has contributed most to your doing well these days?
Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy, she tells me when she see me, we hug, we get high five, and when she see me, she says, "How you doing, Tamara? Miss gonna do it." We got a little chill going on, you know, me and Tracy. But she inspired me to do what I'm doing today. You know, she inspired me to, hey, you can do this, you can go further, you can do anything you wanna be, Tamara, only if you believe in yourself. So that's what I started doing, believing myself.
Tamara, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, what are your hopes and dreams looking ahead?
My hopes and dreams to get an apartment, to get off these streets, and live a healthy life, and live like somebody.
What are some of the personal strengths that you draw on as you pursue your hopes and dreams?
What do you mean by that?
What are some of your strengths?
My strengths are get an apartment, and I'm gonna go out the streets, and I'm gonna live like somebody, live like a real human being.
When you think about yourself, or when people talk about you, and they talk about ways in which you're particularly good at something, or particularly mm-hmm. strong at something. Mm-hmm. What are those areas where you're particularly good or strong at something?
Well, I'm strong to fight the drugs I am. I'm real strong in that. I want to be stronger where I can go anywhere, I can see anywhere, I can smell it, and I don't want, you know, won't be craving it. That's where I want to be at. I can look at them and say, hey, I've been there, you know what I'm saying? And I can say, hey, it wasn't fun, but I've been there, you know? That's what I want to tell them, you know? I want to go to different schools and educate them kids, say, hey, you don't want to be in where I've been, you know? Get your education. These streets ain't nothing. Being homeless is not fun. People think it's fun, but it's not fun at all. You know, people raping people bothering people. You know what I'm saying? People go up to people, just hit them, like last night. And man walked up to another man and just stabbed him for no reason. Because he didn't say hey to him. You know, it's crazy. You have to be careful. You have to sleep in the day and be up at night. Because people have been being bothered, raped, doing all kind of stuff, you know. That's how I have to live. I sleep in the day and be up at night. Yeah.
Tamara, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that you see standing between you and the realization of your hopes and dreams? What holds you back?
Drugs. That's what holds me back. I think I'd be loving my life right now if I wouldn't own trucks. You know, and I don't own it now. I'm trying to be clean of it, about 5 or 6 days of it, clean of it. But I want to be further down the road like that, where they say, "Hey, Ella, you're clean." No, I want to be. I'm going to them places with a friend, and she don't make me go, but she say, "Ah, you obligated. If you want to go, you don't want to go." But hey, I call her. Hey, come and get me. I'm ready to go. Yeah, that's why she said, "Tonara, that's you." I come and get me. I'm ready to go to the meeting. Yeah.
Tamara, what needs to be done so that the challenges and obstacles you just talked about can be overcome and you can realize your personal hopes and dreams? You talked about drugs as mm-hmm. being a challenge or an obstacle.
Yes.
How can that be overcome? What needs to be done?
I need to go into my meeting, stay in my meeting, stay in, you know, being around people that conquer that. And I want to be in a place that I can really, like, you know, I can live like a normal person. As long as I'm not living like a normal person, that always going to be a problem with me. That's all going to be there to haunt me.
Tamara, I would please like to ask a few questions now about the homeless community.
Okay.
How would you describe the homeless community? Who are the people who make up the homeless community?
Who I met. They. Oh my God. I wish I went there. All they talk about is drugs. Drugs, you know? And they had to wake up with it, go to bed with it. And like, it was one lady over there, she can't get it, she started acting out. She get the scream, and I want to hear her something. I really do. Be quiet, lady. And she can't get it. She act like a little baby. She screams. She get on the ground, start kicking. I'm like, when is this real? And it's complicated. It's weird. Because a lot of people, one man who can't get it, he's like a pervert, you know. He take his stuff out and start throwing on shopping, you know what I'm saying? When he can't get it, you know, that's a lot of stuff going on around that. That's what I'm going to get away from there. I really do. I think if I can get away from there, I'll be better in my life. I can live better. I know I can do it. I did a little bit. I can go further than that.
Tamara, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, how would you describe the hopes and dreams of people in the homeless community?
Let's try. Break that down. It's like if we're running around, I believe they won't be on it, you know. Cause the young guys, they stay around there. They don't stay. They're not homeless. They're none of them not homeless, but they're drug boys, and they stay in their face, you know. And many times I done told, hey, police, this, they doing, they got the gun, they got this and that, and that. But they don't do nothing, like, they don't care. It ain't fun to be ratting on people, it ain't fun to tell on people, but when you got something that keeping me down, I got to tell somebody. It ain't doing me no good, it ain't educating me, it ain't putting no money, you know, it ain't putting no roof in my head. Why shouldn't I tell nobody? And they look at me like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'm like, they got this on them, they got a gun on them. And they look at me like, I said, really? And they don't do nothing about it. And some of them go back and tell them. Like I told them. So that put my life in danger. I don't know who to talk to. I'm scared to talk to anybody. I'm scared to, you know, say something to anybody because you never know who's who.
Tamara, when people you know who are homeless talk about their dreams for the future, their hopes and dreams for the future, what do they talk about?
They talk about how they can, you know, get off the streets like me and how they can do better because they've got kids and trying to see the kids like me. And we sit around and talk about, hey, we can kick this situation. When we do, we're going to celebrate. You know, we're going to go out and party. We're going to just go and kick our heels up. Then we're going to be somebody. We get a job, you know. We get a job. So, yeah, I'm going to get another job, too. I don't care where I get a job at, you know. I want to just live like a normal person. That's what we talk about. And we can do it. My friends, we can do it. We can do it. Every day we sit down, we talk about our dreams, what we want to be, you know, what we're going to be, what we want in life, you know. And I told them, for me, I want to be drug-free. I want to be a person in society that I can make society what it is. Instead of, you know, being something I can't do. And she said, what you mean? What you want to do? Hey, I don't go tell somebody, hey, don't do that. That's no-no. You know what I'm saying? Be good. Because you don't want to be like me. That stuff will keep you down in the gutter. Keep your mind messed up. Where you can't think right. Where you think ugly. Where you have to sell your body. You know, you don't want to go through that. Because your body is precious. God gave you, it's precious, baby. Don't let nobody violate that. Once they violate it, it's over. It's over. They think they can do it anytime they get ready. It's over. That's what I think.
Tamara, in the homeless community, what are some of the strengths that people draw on as they strive to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? In what are some of the ways in which homeless people are particularly strong? What are some of their most positive, strong aspects?
We get around in a circle and we do AA. We have AA meetings. Some AA meetings, I don't know how long, but we say the meetings. And we read the Bible. We have questionnaires. We question each other. And we got one guy come around. He have questions to ask us. We get it right. We get incentives for it. We get, you know, little incentives. So we got something going good for ourselves. Some of us want to get better, do better. We got something good for ourselves. Because some of them want to get right. Some of them want to try to get in. They get in our circle and try to say bad things to keep it, you know, keep things confusion. Try to keep confusion going on. But we don't have that. We don't have that. I told them I want my life to be normal life again. I want to live normal. I want to live, hey, where I have to look behind my back, think somebody coming, or scared of, you know, doing the thing, scared to sit down, scared to say anything. I just want to live a normal life.
Tamara, in the homeless community, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that make it harder for people to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? In the homeless community, what holds people back?
Drugs. That's the only thing holding back, I believe. Like, that will keep it down. That keep your mind messed up. Like, the only way you can think is that, I don't think you can live is with that. You know what I'm saying? You have to go to bed, we have to lay down, we have to get up with it. You know, they make you feel like you can't live without that. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that involved in your life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What needs to be done so that the challenge, the obstacle that you just mentioned, drugs, can be overcome and people in the homeless community can realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? How can the drug problem or drug obstacle be overcome for homeless folks?
Only way that overcome, they take away the people that do give it. If they can do their job real well, they won't have no problem about that. So the people that do, you know, them give out drugs, they stay around us 24/7, begging us. We don't have money. They say, I'll give you a little piece to get you wake up, go get it. You know what I'm saying? They keep you in your life. So that's something I'm about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tamara, imagine for a moment that you're a powerful leader.
Mm-hmm.
So slip into the shoes of a decision maker who can really make things happen. What would you do? How would you change the system? How would you change the system as a powerful leader to help people in your community realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives?
Get rid of the people that get rid of all the drug people. Get rid of them. I put some things out like, well, people will, well, like, for instance, I do a program where you want to do give, you want to go on the program, want to do better in life, you want to, you know, think about off drugs and I want, what else I, I'm going to say this, to upgrade your life. And I will get all kind of senators to give out when they do it, when they want to keep doing it. I get them senators to them where they want to keep, you know, trying to do better in life. Like all kind of, you know, they like put computers, learn them, teach them how to get on computers, work computers, teach them how to look up things, different things they want to look up, like their family, who I'm getting in touch with their family. Yeah, I help them do a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question for you,
mm-hmm.
Tamara. Imagine that you had $1 million
mm-hmm.
and you could spend it
mm-hmm.
to help the homeless community mm-hmm. realize their hopes and dreams mm-hmm. and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives. Mm-hmm. To help people in the homeless community, how exactly would you spend $1 million?
First of all, I ask you, what do you need? What do you need? Clothes, what are clothes, shoes? Had your hair done, your fingers done. Now make them feel better. I will help them to make their, I'll make their day. Well, if one get their hair done, it may feel better. One get their nails done, you know what I'm saying? One get a little clean clothes on. Go to the mall, go to a movie, things like that. We'll go out and have girls' night out, you know what I'm saying? We'll go ahead and eat popcorn, look at a good movie, you know what I'm saying? Let's be greening.
Tamara, I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you.
Tell me, is there anything else that you would like to say?
Thank you, Miss Tracy, for making me feel well. I can do this. I can go on in life. I feel good right now. My mind is clear. It's free. I can think. I'm on drugs. And I feel so happy that I can keep on talking. And I want to be where, I want to be in a community where I can help these women. We can go to have, like I said, movies, picnics. We have little picnics, we have a little girl night out, girl talk, or something like that. I want to be in a position where I can help them do that. If I can be in a position to help them do that, I'll be so proud. I would be so elated. I don't know what to think. Mm-hmm.